Several town plow trucks were destroyed Sunday morning in a fire in Sandusfield, Massachusetts. A State Department of Public Works office in the area will handle plowing during tonight's anticipated winter storm and for the near future. State Representatives Smitty Pignatelli and Mike Knapik, director of Governor Charlie Baker's Western Massachusetts office, met with town officials Monday to assess the next steps ahead of an anticipated winter storm. Pignatelli, a Lenox Democrat, says the fire at the Sandusfield Highway garage Sunday morning calls to mind a similar fire in nearby Tolland last year. Pignatelli says the state assisted Tolland as long as possible, and the same will happen for Sandusfield.
The state really mobilized, the mutual aid stepped up. So we're just here to help and offer any assistance.
Knapik praised Sandusfield for moving quickly to have the town's insurers assess the damaged property. He says it took Tolland weeks to recover from the fire.
I mean, obviously, we carried the town as much as we needed to through the winter months, obviously. I know there's some discussion of what happened within 2 weeks of what happened, but we'll work. I think the lieutenant governor is going to want to circle back to one of you to have a conversation to just assure the town, obviously, whatever the state needs to do to provide that support, that aid, whether it's through MEMA, through MassDOT, we will obviously continue to do that.
Town officials held an emergency meeting Monday. Town vehicles were pulling in and out of the old town hall building near the highway garage to check out the municipal building's thick cinder block exterior. It's scorched and has been crumbling since the fire. Town Road Superintendent Bob O'Brien was on the phone all morning with state DOT, DPW, and residents about the fire and securing snow plows.
It's a mess only because it's winter. And like I said, and we need, you know, if it was the summertime, it'd still be a mess. But right now we need the equipment that we no longer have.
The fire destroyed a dump truck and three of the town's snow plowing trucks, including a new vehicle recently added to the fleet. It didn't get much use. It hit the streets for the first time after Saturday's snow.
We lost the whole building. Anything that takes to maintain a town, I lost in that building. You know, so between all the trucks and equipment, they run like $1 million.
Fire departments from nearby Monterey, Otis, Tolland, and two Connecticut towns extinguished the fire. No one was injured.
The fire had already broke through the roof. The roof area was totally engulfed in flames already.
Sandusfield Fire Chief Ralph Morrison, who spoke with WAMC News Monday morning, says if they responded 5 minutes later, it would have been a lot worse.
The biggest concern was to get water on the 1,000-gallon gasoline tank that sits within 20 feet of the building. We concentrated on getting water on that. See the eaves on that building? The fire was all coming out all the way around the building. The fire was already coming out through there. And there was heavy, heavy black smoke in the sky already.
The state fire marshal's office is still investigating. Based on the state's visit and initial findings, town select board chair John Scripp speculates.
We don't know the actual cause yet, but it looks like it was something to do with our furnace.
The State Department of Public Utilities satellite office in Otis will aid Sandusfield until the insurance report is settled. Road Superintendent O'Brien plans to ask the insurers and the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency to establish a temporary storage shelter until a new building is secure. Worst case, the fleet will be stored in a salt shed, which could harm the vehicles.
I just met the insurance adjuster this morning. As far as the building and contents, he declared everything a total loss. That means the state's going to have to step up and take care of Route 8 for me, take care of my blacktop roads, and subcontractors are going to take care of my dirt roads.
The full insurance report is expected to be returned to the town by Wednesday. Reporting from WAMC News' Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm J.D. Allen.